This is RSBNB Update, episode 88, Rattler. Hello, everybody, and welcome to RSBNB Update. I am here this week with the usual Bradwood and myself, Shane1280.
Hello.
We're doing the show a bit early this week because Brad has to abdicate to France tomorrow night, so the choice was either record early and drop the tech news segment or make up some excuse why he had to make a quick trip to France, but we chose to just drop the tech news segment and do a regular show with him.
Hello.
So what's in France?
The Eiffel Tower?
Yes. You're going to the Eiffel Tower? For what?
I'm not going to Paris.
Oh, you're not?
No.
No, so just some little village then?
South of France.
Oh, yeah. You mean south of Paris?
No, yeah, deep in the south. Marseille.
Oh, I've heard of that place before.
On the south coast.
I've heard of that. Didn't the Germans hold that or something once?
I have no idea. The Germans held a lot of places.
So, RuneScape updates. What do we have so far? What was the update called this week? Something along the lines of the Tower of Life?
Oh, yes, the quest.
What do you think? Yes, no, maybe so. Is it a good update, or...?
It was average. The quest kept me entertained. Well,
yeah, I think this is what... It was an interesting quest, because I think this is the prelude to summoning, or is summoning already here? That is the question. Because after the quest, you can summon such animals. I forget what one of them's name is, but you can summon ones that, like a chick sword or something with a swordfish and a chicken feather. So, I don't know. Do you think this is summoning or what?
I don't know. There's a unicow, which is a unicorn in a cowhide, a spidine, which is a red spider eggs and a raw sardine. There's a jubster, which is a raw jubbly and a raw lobster. There's a sword chick, which is a raw swordfish and uncooked chicken. There's a frog eel, which is giant frog's legs and raw cave eel. And there is also Neutroost.
That's Nate.
What? Frog eel. And then there's Neutroost, which is feathers and eye of Newt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there was a bit of, there were these, you had to fix these parts of the machines in order to allow them to create this creature at the end.
Jugex is opening up a new front for their battle against the world.
Yeah.
Apparently they hate builders now.
Oh, yeah.
Look, because they're trying to play them out as, like, stupid. What's a good sign that you need to replace your trousers? Your legs are getting a bit cold.
Yeah, so I didn't change my pants this morning when I got up because my legs weren't cold.
Yes. What do you do if you cut your finger? Carry on, it'll fix itself. Which is partly true, but I still think Jugex are trying to play... builders out to be stupid.
Well, that's what all builders do. They don't go and fix up their finger if they get a staple in it or something. They just pull it out and carry on.
So Jugex now hates the Russians and builders.
Hmm.
If you're a Russian builder, you're really screwed, aren't you?
So what's next? Who do they hate next?
I don't know.
So your theory behind the... I was just talking to Mushroom Queen last night and going a bit off track here, but about hating people, they obviously do have some allies. You were saying that their allies are obviously the Germans, and Gower is trying to open up a new front for the Nazis or something into England.
Well, they did have a German better. You know, they could have had French, they could have had Spanish, but no, it was German.
Yes.
I think there's a lot more behind Jugex than we see.
Mushroom Queen thinks it's because of Andrew and Paul's long-lost German cousin or uncle or whatever it was.
I think it's because Andrew and Paul are fascinated with World War II.
Paulina. Anyways, yes, back to the quest.
Yes, Paul, he just called you Paulina. Ban him.
Back to the quest. Back to the quest. What do you rate this out of 5?
I'll give it a 3. It was sort of short, but vaguely entertaining.
Yeah. I'll go 3.5 on this one because it was short and there's just so many different ways they could have taken it. You know when there's that big creature they made right at the end?
Yeah.
They could have made it break free from the restraints and go flying out through the roof and then end the quest there and make a part 2 or something, you know?
Or they could have given you a better reward. 1,000 crafting experience than 500 thieving and 1,000 construction and 500 thieving and crafting.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That is bad. Oh, but 2 quest points.
That is quite nice.
Maybe what I'm thinking is that the number of quest points a quest gives depends on how useful it'll be in the future, maybe?
Possible. Possibly, that's a good theory.
Yes. I don't know. And then, as I said, fixing these machines, I had a picture on the blog, shane.rsbnb.com, of fixing the pipes. And rather interesting. So we're a plumber now.
You're a plumber?
Yes. And you remember we had to fix those pipes?
Oh, yes. I don't like puzzles like that. It annoys me.
Why? They're simple.
Jagex is simple.
Okay. Anything else on this quest?
No.
I don't know, but it is a forefront to summoning, so I guess this one is one that you should definitely do. Okay. Oops, I didn't turn my MSN sounds off. What the heck is that smiley face you have binded to the number sign?
I have no idea. It looks like a sort of high face. Anyway, let's move on.
Yes. Aside from MSN noise interruptions and... You need to fix your microphone. When are you going to get a reply from the PayPal thing you opened up? You know how you opened up the grievance or whatever with eBay? Have they responded to it yet?
I'll just log into my account now and see what it says.
Okay. Yeah, so this is why you don't buy from eBay, folks, you know?
This is why you don't buy from a man called Frank Huang. Or anybody with a Chinese name for that matter.
Well, are you... I don't know.
I don't know why the Chinese want to scam me. I don't see what I've ever done to them.
Maybe they listen to the show.
But my beef isn't with the Chinese, it's with the Americans.
Maybe he's a Chinese-American living in the US. I mean, in Britain. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Brad is just looking that up. I'm just gazing at the TV and seeing that Enterprise is on right now.
I'm logging in, but apparently it's done through my PayPal, so now I'm logging into my PayPal account.
Oh, so you do have a PayPal account?
Yes, I do. Because I pay for the stuff through eBay through PayPal.
Yeah, so you should donate.
I have no money.
Right.
You want me to get so much. You want me to get Counter-Strike. You want me to get a microphone.
Uh-huh.
I'm only one man, Shane. Okay, yes, right here it says, okay, view action. Oh, did it, oh, it might have paid me my money back.
Oh, that's good. Well, I don't know, if it did, that's good, if not, you'll have
no,
to...
No, it hasn't, because I've opened a ticket, right, and basically it'll alert the guy who I... who was supposed to send me the item, and then he has to either respond or whatever. So if you're listening to this, respond to the damn thing.
Okay. Another update, back on track now. Pets may no longer be taken into pest control or barbarian assault. I mean, Castle Wars. Barbarian assault was last week. It's about time they do that, because you know how annoying it is when there's a stupid cat walking and it gets in the way? And you end up clicking on that rather than somewhere where you want to walk?
Yeah.
Oh, so much for cats being the dominant Don't you think cats are more intelligent than dogs?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
They have that wily look about them.
Yeah. That's right. So that's good. Oh, and then another good one. A level 25 defense requirement has been added to the new Fremenic shield. That's what? Good. This is that shield that you made doing that quest.
Oh, yes.
The Nezant Knot or whatever, where you make the shield out of the Arctic pine log and then on the hammering log thingamadoor. So, yes. That's good. The Yu Longbow update. I didn't know this, but apparently before, the Yu Longbows didn't give even XP. It gave 67 XP for carving out the bow, and then another 66 XP it was 66 XP for carving and 68 XP for stringing it. I thought they were always equal, didn't you? Right?
Yes, so did I, but I guess we're wrong.
I don't know. I swear we tested this for the calculators and it's in there, so I don't know how that slipped through. But anyways, yes. Oh yes, the poll. Which RuneScape character are you most like? What about you, Brad? Which one did you say?
What are the options?
I need to pull it up. Hang on. I will pull it up. Give me a second. That's how long it takes me to type my password. It's like 20 characters long. Okay.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4,
no.
5, 6?
No. Okay, here's your options. Party Pete, Reldo, Wise Old Man, Evil Dave, Ali Morrisane, Juliet, Gertrude, Aggie the Witch, Gypsy Eris, or the Sandwich Lady.
I am most like, I am most like, I forgot his name, I heard his name, but I forgot it.
Reldo?
No, next one.
Wise Old Man.
No, what's the one after that?
Wise Old Man. Evil Dave?
Evil Dave, that's it.
What was his story? He likes to stew, I know that.
I'm evil.
Oh, okay. I voted Wise Old Man, and 33% people say Wise Old Man, 25% Party Pete, and 17% Evil Dave.
So you're an old man, then? That's what you're telling us.
No, I'm just wise, because I've done all the quests like he has. Yes, so that's that. And then the rest are smattered between 1% and 2%.
Now, hang on a minute. 4%. You scam people. Is that why you voted Wise Old Man?
I don't
scam
people.
Well, he scammed the person out of a blue party hat.
He killed the person with the blue party hat.
That's, I believe, the account that amounts to scamming.
No, that's not scamming. Anyways.
Do you scam people, Shane?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I'm serious here. Yeah, so moving on to questions. We got 3 audio questions this week. Did you, like, threaten them or something to post audio questions?
No, my naturally intimidating aura just made them do it.
Okay, first audio question is from a fellow named Andy. Let me figure out how to play it.
So Shane, when's your birthday? And have you ever had a girlfriend? I mean, now that you're like nearly 20, haven't you ever experienced the phenomenon of women? And Brad, if you want a mic, I can get you one. Love to chat, but I don't have much time.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, let's take the first part. When is my birthday?
Do you want people to know?
Well, you know the answer to this. Let's just say it's sometime next week. And then,
yes,
then you
is.
Have it nailed down to a 25% chance if you consider the week starts on a Sunday. But if you consider the week starting on a Monday, you have a 33 1/3% chance of guessing the right day. So you can pick one of those 3 days, 26, 27, or 28.
I know.
Yes, Brad knows which one it is. Yes, and yes, we all have experienced that phenomenon, Andy. I'm sure you have too. Right, Brad?
Oh, yes.
Yes, all the time. And he wants to get you a mic.
Tell him to send it to Germany.
You think he'd do that? You want me to arrange that for you?
No, I feel bad when people buy stuff for me. It makes me feel guilty.
Yeah, so thank you for the question there.
interesting question.
Yes. Next one is from a fellow by the name of GZ Pro, who is on the forums.
Shane, how do you think the release of the new language servers will affect general gameplay?
So, language servers, how will they affect general gameplay? You first, answer.
The question was addressed for you.
But you can answer too.
I don't know how they'll affect general gameplay.
Well, I don't know either. I'm just thinking that it'll further divide up the population of RuneScape, and then the Germans will want more, then once they come out with French, Spanish, Russian, Polish, whatever other languages they're going to come out with, each will want more, and we'll end up starting a big world war, because everybody wants their own language.
Between the servers?
Yes.
You're going to go and invade the Germans?
Yeah. I'd like a Canadian-only server that we can put a Canada flag on the top of the RuneScape page.
Maybe the Germans will invade the Polish server, then the British and French will react by invading the German server, then the whole thing will continue for several years, and the Americans will come and invade the German server in the last 2 months and take all the praise!
And the Russians will take half of it.
Yeah, the Russians will attack from the other side. So it can be just like World War
II. World War II, wasn't it? Yes.
Yes, because Hitler invaded
And that further makes your stance that Paulina and Andrew are fixated on World War II.
That's what I am.
And Mr. Bradler here will lead the German side.
Oh, I love whoever came up with that name.
That was Mushroom Queen that came up with that.
It just sounds nice.
Bradler. That's what the title of this episode should be, Bradler.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Next question from KJTH, apparently.
Dear Shane and Brad, what would be your ideal jobs? Also, what, if anything, are you giving up for Lent? P.S. Brad, do I fall into the category of hot voices?
Okay. What, giving up for what?
Lent.
What's Lent?
I don't know if you guys have it there, but it's some sort of religious festival where you're supposed to give up something for a certain amount of time. I think it's 30 days.
Oh, really? No, we... People,
do you? Give up the computer. No, I don't.
I don't do this either, so... Yes. And,
what was the first part to that question?
Was about your voice. Was about
jobs,
his voice.
No, jobs. Jobs. Jobs.
What about it?
It's about jobs. I'm sure it was, do we have any jobs?
Oh.
Do you have a job?
No, I don't. Do you?
No, nor do I. I'm lazy.
Okay. And, what about his voice?
He sounded young.
Yes. But does it fall into your category?
It would be borderline, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, KJTH. Moving on to text questions now from Connor 10238. What Disney movies did you guys watch as a kid? You?
All of them.
Like?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King. Shut up, I was a child. Lion King, what else? I can't think of any of them.
You know, strangely, I didn't like any of those movies.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't like them. They weren't my style.
Were you watching Star Trek at the age of 3?
No. No.
Bet you were.
It's just Lion King wasn't my style. It went on for too long and it was too boring. Beauty and the Beast, well, that seemed overly feminine for me. I never watched really Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So I really didn't watch any of these. I watched more of the computer animated ones like Toy Story and everything. That's the kind of stuff I watched.
Yeah, I've watched that, but I mean, I can remember watching. I don't know what else I watched. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was good.
Really?
Yes, it was.
Well, that's nice to know.
You should watch it.
No, thank you. I guess the question is, what did you, the person who asked the question, watch? Connor 10238. Thank you for the question. Okay, next one. You take it.
Shane, do you like... Oh no. What do you think of people using incorrect spelling and grammar on purpose? Example, you are instead of... Why, a spelling... I think it's retarded, end of story.
Yes, I would agree with that, because frankly, it just shows that you don't have... And sometimes it's okay, for instance, if you're with a friend and you two are just chatting together, but really, I don't want anybody to talk to me like that, because I want to read actual words rather than trying to decipher what certain 2-3-letter acronyms will mean.
Yes, if you add me on MSN and start speaking like that, you will be blocked for
sure. And I think Brad knows what happens to my people who add me on MSN that don't have...
They get auto-blocked.
Don't have authority. 134 of 213
Shane has
100... contacts blocked.
Yeah, Shane blocks a lot of people.
Should we make that 135?
Don't block me.
Anyways, thank you, Alex Tomo. Shane, what do you think of the name of my peer killer? PK All Peers, Casey Jones X. Yes, I like it, don't you?
I'm indifferent to it.
Yeah, that was just a simple yes or no question, but nice name. Thank you. Can you please do a segment on ancient magics and lunar magics from Exor? 99X4. Interesting name there. So, what exactly do you... I don't know exactly what he wants to know about this subject, because it came in by email. But, basics, the ancient magics, you need to do Desert Treasure, and they're typically considered the Zaros, or ancient, more powerful spells, that are often used for PK, because most of the teleports go to Areas of Death, right? Dig site, wilderness, where else? I don't know, but they all go to Areas of Death.
Ice Plateau.
Yes. Lunar magics are the helpful ones. Like, for instance, you can talk to a number of NPCs, string amulets, bake pies, just that kind of stuff, if you know what I mean. Because there was not enough detail as a specific question, like as what kind of information you wanted to know, I really can't go into much more on this without spending an exhaustive amount of time. So if you want more information, resend the question with a specific thing that you want to know about either of these two things for next week. Thank you. XOR99X4. You know, what this name probably means is that he's XORing something by 99 and multiplying it by 4.
I think you overanalyze things.
No, it's just XOR. Because XOR, 99, because what an XOR is, it's an OR, but you can't have one. Imagine you have two bits, right?
Yeah.
0 and 0. That would, if you XOR them, that would amount to false. If you have 1 and 1, like two bits, 1 and 1, and you XOR those, that would also amount to false. Basically, the difference between an OR and an XOR is that an XOR can only have one true, whereas an OR can have both true.
Oh, is it like one of those logic gate things?
Yes, yes.
I hate those things.
Yes,
stupid physics.
Like circuit. No, it's stupid. It's computers.
All I've done is I had to learn about it in physics.
Oh yeah, did you do OR and XOR? NAND?
Yes.
NOR?
Not gates.
Oh, fun.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's how they used to design computers.
It's still not fun.
Oh my, you did that in physics.
Yeah, like last year.
Oh, interesting. Anyway,
no, not last year, year before, 2005.
Wow. Moving onwards. This is a rather strange one. You can take it.
Okay. What do you think of the prostituting frogs as a random event? Now, there is a question I never thought I'd be asked. That's from HummerWar921.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
There's a random frog event, but how's that prostituting frogs?
Oh, because you kissed the frog, I see.
Oh, really?
Yes. So it's frogs can't get kisses anywhere else, so they have to be assigned to a random event. I think that is the sad truth of this, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I've had that event a few times, but truth is, after I got it a few times, I just dropped the coupon it gives me. Because I don't want
a frog?
I don't want a frog head. Or the prince's outfit.
I don't want head. Oh no, yeah, right, okay.
Yes. Interesting question, Hammer War. Thank you. Okay. Next one.
Okay.
Well,
what is the best?
I said what? Nate. You said Nate is a frog because his name is Frogger, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
There we go.
That's why you said that.
Yes, why else would I say that? Right. What would you say the best armor in RS is? That's from Samo394.
So?
Third Age.
Yes, that's a good point. I almost completely forgot about it because you rarely ever see it.
Isn't the set still like 100 million?
Yes, that's why I'm going to do some clues soon, and I'm going to get one, and then I'll be able to pay off my 99 farming fund. I have it.
Yes, Shane has. Some people are addicted to alcohol, others are addicted to crack. Shane 1208 is addicted to farming.
It would just be so... Like, if I could have, like, 200 million, I could easily get 99 farming.
Yes, Shane, that's a big if I had 200 million.
I could just rob the bank of RuneScape to deal with my habit.
If I had 200 million, I would alk every coin.
And what would you get back?
Nothing.
So yeah, Third Age armor is pretty good. The melee part, but if you want to go for the best looks, I'd say still Full Dragon is the best look, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think Full Dragon looks the best.
Yes. I got this comment on my blog, shane.rsbnb.com, by the way, in my pest control one. I'll just talk about this later. Remind me when we get to what have we been doing, okay?
Okay. Is it the testicular cancer?
No! No! No. That's totally something else. Thank you, Samo394. Next question. Can you solve a Rubik's Cube? If not, do you know anyone who can? From Magic Jarvis. Can you?
I've done one. I'm not good at it. My dad did them a lot.
If anybody needs me to solve a Rubik's Cube ever, I'll just take it apart I'll take the stickers off, the colors, you know, and recolor each side so it looks right.
I've never thought of that. That's quite a good idea.
I just don't have the patience to do that kind of stuff, you know?
Wasn't the Rubik's Cube invented by a Russian?
It sounds Russian. We'll have to ask Mushroom Queen about that. But no, I can't solve one, but Brad did, so... There you go, if you need a Rubik's Cube solved, go to him.
Oh, no, he was Hungarian. It was invented by a Hungarian.
Oh.
Erno Rubik.
Oh, that makes sense, okay. Thank you, Magic Jarvis. Have you ever made prank phone calls from Bib User? Have you?
I lack the courage.
Yeah, I've never done that myself. So with some of these questions, you know, I wonder if it's the people who ask them because they've done something like that, you know? Like, has she made prank phone calls, you know?
I would imagine so.
So no and no. Thank you, Bib User. You take this next one.
Okay. Okay, right. What was your bedtime as a child? That's from Harry Monkey. What was your bedtime as a child, Shane?
Let me think about that.
Depends how old. It sort of got later as I got older.
Yeah, that's right. When I was young, like maybe 5 to 6 or something, probably.
How young?
Huh?
How young?
When I was around 5 to 6 years old.
I thought you said 5 or 6 no. o'clock. It's like, God, that's a bit early.
When I was around 5 or 6, probably 9. What?
When I was like 5 or 6, I had to go to bed at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Well, 7:30 it was actually.
We go to bed here when the sun goes down.
So in the summer when the sun doesn't go down to like 11?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now I go to bed whenever I want.
Yeah. What time is it right now?
It is 10 to midnight.
Exactly. Yeah, so what was your bedtime? You said 6?
Well, when I was like 5 or 6, it was like 7:30 to 8. When I was about 10, I think it went to like 9. And then when I hit teenager, it was 10. And then now it's whenever I want.
Good.
Well, what, not, you know, nobody makes me go to bed. I should be in bed, but I'm not.
Yes. That's right. Otherwise, unexpected things happen. Like
yes, like, yes, yes, we, yes, yes.
Like chairs start moving and stuff.
Yeah, and doors happen to fling open, yeah.
And ghosts come through them.
Yes, yelling stuff.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay. Answer the next one.
Will you be celebrating, or are you celebrating, Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Day? Do you have Pancake Day in Canada?
We do.
Is it today?
I don't know. Do
Did
we?
Did you have pancakes?
No.
I didn't have pancakes today, but I knew it was Pancake Day.
Oh, really? Where is it Pancake Day?
England.
Oh, really?
Rural Britannia.
No, yes. I didn't know that, so no, I won't be. Will you?
Well, no, I didn't. I haven't had pancakes in a great number of years.
They're good, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are good.
Okay. Shane, what possessed you to cause me so much... No, I can't read this. You do it.
Shane, what possessed you to cause me such pain and anguish when you deleted my 10,000 post thread? Did it make you laugh? I hope so. A lot of people died during our riot, Shane, so I hope it did make you laugh, because it will be the last laugh you will ever have. That's from Bethadon. Did it make you laugh, Shane?
Yes, it made you laugh, too.
Oh, it did make me
laugh. You were the one who moved it.
You moved it?
And you moved it back.
Yeah, I moved it back. You moved it away. It was your idea after what Master of the Vortex posted.
Yes.
But it was hilarious. It was funny. And then I was the hero.
And there was even a SIG that was made up about it.
Yeah. And they started another thread.
Oh, that was just so funny.
That was. Oh. And can you remember when I showed you the top three threads in the sandbox? We're like, what the fuck? What happened to the thread? Oh, that was hilarious.
Yes. That was from Bessadon. Thank you. It did make me laugh.
Very much.
Are you glad you're getting audio questions again from Agent Waffles?
Yes, it's lovely to hear people with hot voices.
He was going to send one in, but he didn't this week. I don't know why, but... Okay, so that's that. Yeah, we like audio questions. Oh, yes, now it's on time to go on to tech news, but we have a slight problem.
We have no tech news.
Exactly. I was banking on the fact that there's going to be an Apple announcement today that we could talk about, but there wasn't.
Steve Jobs lets us down again.
Well, it was just a rumor that there was going to be an Apple
I have a question. I have a question that is related to tech, so it sort of fits in. My computer... Obviously, you know, I leave it on at night when I go to bed and all. Every so often, the fan goes really loud and makes, like, loud whirring noises.
Yeah, they're supposed to do that.
Is it bad?
No, it just does that when it gets hotter.
But does it mean I should turn it off?
No, it's perfectly
okay.
Fine.
Because, I was worried because I've never done it before.
Because what happens, I know, when I go to Counter-Strike, like, right now my computer's really quiet because it's probably not that hot. But when I start playing games and it gets more, generates more heat, the fan will speed up and I can actually hear it speed up. So it's just designed to do that. Nothing to worry about.
Okay. Thank you, Shane.
Yes. It sounds like, I know, like it depends on the fan, but it doesn't get that loud. I know on Mike's old computer before he got a laptop, his fan sounded like a jet engine taking off when it would go up to maximum speed.
Yeah, mine sounds like that. It goes... It does.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with it. I want to get one of those jet engine fans, maybe. But okay, so no tech news today. Rants!
Do you want the first one?
Yes, I do. Okay, alrighty. Let's just start by saying that if you don't agree with me, please tell me why you don't agree instead of calling me a noob. Okay, thanks, bye. I haven't trained combat in almost 3 years. Why? There's really no need to. Someone who has a main can simply not PK or PvP, player versus player. Pyrrhus have taken over the wilderness completely taken the fun away. It is virtually required that one be a Pyrrhus in order to have some fun and fair fight in the wilderness. Now, why has Jagex done nothing about this? I'm sure that they know the PvP aspect of the game is a complete and utter mess. Well, my assumption is probably that they'll make a lot, because they make a lot of money off these kids. Let's do some math. Let's say there's 100,000 currently active P2P peers in the wilderness. That's $500,000 for Jagex a month. Now, I've had two friends quit this month because of peers. That's only $10 for the both of them. But I have had my friends tell me that they have friends quitting because of this problem. In the end, I think Jagex will lose a large number of people over these kids. I call these peers kids because most of them seem like 8-year-olds the way they talk. Please, PLZ THX, I kill you, noob. Exactly. See, you see that last sentence there? That has exactly, that's exactly the reason that peers annoy me. That one sentence right there. Anyways,
yes.
I want to be able to go into the wilderness and have an idea of what I'm going against when I see a player in my combat level. But now, when I see a player in my combat level, I know that it's time to be two-hitted. It's not just peers that annoy me, but it's the infantile behavior that goes on within the wilderness. It ticks me off when peers kill me and say things like, "Haha, noob, die, stupid nub," or LOL, I three-hit you, froob. It's completely reprehensible that people would be so disrespectful towards you even when you had no chance. Another thing that's been ticking me off is lures. To me, it's item scamming, manipulating an uninformed player, taking advantage of them for some quick cash. It's cheap and childish. Another thing that bugs me are the belligerent names such as OMG, you're owned, with a whole bunch of zeros in it, or three hit you noob. When I see players with such names, I know exactly what the person behind the characters are like, and I know they are the ones who ruin the friendly environment of the game. You know what I've been actually thinking? Since these ones are kind of hard to report, I've been thinking maybe I should start reporting all these people for offensive language, because you remember a while back they were banning people with all the zeros and stuff in their names, right?
Yeah.
So this is sort of the same thing. That's just my thoughts, but anyways, continuing. Basically, I'm tired of the player versus player combat in the game. The wilderness is terribly an unfriendly environment. It's full of unfair, unbalanced fights. Luring is the number one money-making business in the game. People who don't know how to properly PK are killing innocent skillers. It's a complete and utter mess. I think Jagex is too comfortable up on their high horses right now to do anything about it, and currently they are probably making a lot of money off it, but in the end I'm sure it will come down on them hard. A lot of loyal players are quitting because of this. Ways to fix this? Well, there are a couple. One, make luring against the rules. Two, which will probably not happen, require that one be a certain combat level before they can get so high in a specific combat skill. Most other MMOs do this, which is why they're getting so popular among the more mature community. Does World of Warcraft do that?
Do what?
Like, make it so you have to be a certain combat skill before you can have a certain high skill or something?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know how a person with only 70 combat could have, like, 90-some-odd magic, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, the way World of Warcraft is structured is that you don't have individual levels. You have one master level, levels 1 to 70. So you know the person. World of Warcraft is much more gear dependent than RuneScape, I think, because somebody may be level 60, but if the person they're fighting has a lot better equipment than they do, then they're going to kill you
yeah.
easily.
Okay.
But World of Warcraft is not like, you can't have pures on World of Warcraft because you just have one level that you level up.
Well, that's fun. Okay, I think Jagex should start being more strict on their rules and get up off their high horse to take care of abuse reports. I'm speaking to you, Jagex. You know the wilderness is a mess, and you know that it's full of people who did not meet your age requirements. So why aren't you doing anything? Well, when you're up against those large MMOs that are becoming very popular, you need a bit more careful. You need to be a bit more careful with how you run the game and not let things become so disorderly. I know that 80% of the people who are going to reply to this topic are going to be disagreeing with me, calling me a noob, which further goes just to prove my point that RuneScape is filled with immature children who do not reach the age requirement of 13. Huh. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it is. I think a lot of... But I think on the subject of scamming, luring should be made illegal. Luring from outside the wilderness into the wilderness is considered scamming by Jagex, but if you're lured when you're inside the wilderness, then you're just dumb. It's when you're PKing, everybody knows. If you're soloing, you don't run into a multi-zone, because chances are you've got lured.
Yeah.
If you're stupid enough to get lured, you deserve to be lured.
Exactly, because I try and stick in single combat zones, but I don't exactly know where they are, so I have to pull up a map sometimes. But yes, I don't know. Overall, I tend to agree with this rant. I like this guy. Okay, you can take the next one.
Okay. Seriously, it has been long enough. I've already suggested that you should make all of the numbers disappear in the back pin keypad when you roll your mouse over a number. For those of you who don't know what I mean, hackers now put a logger on your computer that takes a screenshot of your screen when you click. At the moment, when you put your mouse over a pin keypad number, just the number disappears. When the hacker sees the screenshot, he only has to see which of the 10 numbers isn't there to get your digit. Not really hard. It's been like 2 months since my last post and nothing's been done. No one can argue with me. Unless they're too stupid to remember to put their mouse next to their number before rolling over it. Another one of my friends has been hacked. Could have been prevented, but no, the Penguin Quest was more important than countless banks. Jagex, the hackers, are still winning. Now, is that even possible?
Yes, it is. When the bank pins first came out and I saw how they work, this was a concern that I had right as soon as I saw it.
Because Jagex should sort it then.
Because think about it. You move your mouse around the screen, right? And when you hover over a bank pin number, right, it makes just that number disappear. But you can have it's easy to make a program that is calibrated to work on click. So say someone clicks, it will invoke the screenshot thing and take a screenshot of your screen. But there's 10 numbers. One of them is missing. It's quite easy to find the first missing number. So, yes. So you can see how bank pins could be taken advantage of, right?
Yeah, well, I think at the end of the day, you won't get hacked if you're not stupid enough to download crap or accept files from dodgy people.
Yeah, well, this is the main reason I don't use any world switchers.
Oh, come on, that's been completely unproven, the Swift Switch keylogs.
The guy who
designs and makes Swift Switch doesn't even play RuneScape anymore. He plays World of Warcraft. So what would he gain by keylogging you for your RS money when he doesn't even play RuneScape?
He could sell it to someone else.
Oh, yeah, right. Come on, get real.
Possibly.
He does... I don't know the guy personally, but I know people who know him, and I know he's trustworthy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know him. Like, this is just my personal feelings. I won't be using any clients unless they're open source. Simple. Or official Jagex.
Jagex gay.
That's my stance on it. Like it or not, that's my stance. And if the Swift Switch person is listening, I basically said why I don't use it.
If the Swift Switch person is listening, Shane's calling you a hacker.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I it's too valuable for me to put something like that at risk, so I don't use it. I would use it if it was open source, though. There we go. But yes,
if he makes it open... Never mind.
Oh, please, I'm not going to do that, what you were suggesting.
I'm saying if it was made open source, people would try and put keyloggers into it and redistribute it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's a possibility. That's a possibility with open source. And the See, that's a problem you have with RuneScape, and we found this out ourselves. You remember when we tried to do the live show, right? The people who play RuneScape aren't necessarily the most technologically literate group. You saw the turnout we had for the live show. It's just the usual online things like open source, TalkShoe, and stuff, they don't work with the RuneScape community, that's all. So, on to other matters. Events Crew Recruiting, please get your application in. They'll be closed up soon. The February events have been posted. They're in a global announcement on the forums. I'm not going to say what they are because we do need people to sign up to the forums in order to view them, so it just doesn't make sense to talk about the events when they're required to sign up to view them. You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
And for anybody who doesn't know, the address to the forums is forums.rsbnb.com. Okay, so what have we been up to?
Hello, Shane, is this loud enough?
Yes.
Okay, good. I have been playing World of Warcraft and doing the crappy quest that was released this week.
Yes. In short, I got 86 farming, 86 strength, and 109 combat.
Okay, I think you need to get 99 farming or I'm going to kill you.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but I just need funding.
Well then, get a copy of Swiss Witch, put a keylogger in it, and hack people.
Oh, I'm not going to do that. People don't have enough money as it is. Okay, so...
So you do it if people had money.
What? No. No, I'm not a hacker. You know that, right?
Yes, I know that.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I've been up to. Working on Skill of the Month. Wink, wink. Right?
Yes, Skill of the Month, which Shane has rigged.
No, I haven't.
Okay, sorry. Which Creepy has rigged for Shane to win.
No, Creepy hasn't rigged it. He's rigged it for someone else.
But you've won it anyway.
No, I haven't.
When does it get announced?
Next week sometime, probably.
When I'm away?
Yeah. Oh, you're away next week?
Wednesday to Sunday.
Next week?
No, this week.
Oh, okay. Like next week, March 1st, it'll probably be announced or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so anything else before we wrap this one up?
No. But please, Apple, put some announcement out so we can do tech news next week.
Yeah, so this one was a bit shorter because there was no tech news. So that said, this has been RSBNB Update with Brad. Brad.rsbnb.com.
Bradler.
Yes, Bradler. And Shane1288. Shane.rsbnb.com. This picture I posted at Pest Control, and the guy says, congratulations, you need better armor. You need a better armor.
Do you have rune on?
I had rune legs and granite plate. Anyways, and so the next person says, LOL, what kind of triple digit combatter has rune and granite armor? I saw your bank and you can do better.
What ass?
I'm thinking of getting some dragon.
That's the same guy. Legs. Yes, Shane, we know.
But I don't know. That's what I have to deal with, is people saying I need better armor.